This is On With Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're On With Mario Lopez. Joining me now, Grammy-winning artist, my girl Fergie. How are you?
Hey, babe. What's up? I'm good.
I love seeing you everywhere. Had so much fun at the talk. How good does your mama look, by the way? She is the best, Terry.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing. Yes. Mama Terry.
Mama Terry.
I love her.
And you sounded fantastic live, so I'm so happy.
Thank you.
About the four. You know, I wanted to talk to you, though. I thought it was very brave of you last week to talk about all your past battles that you had. Are you surprised it created so many headlines? Because it's not the first time you sort of spoke about that.
No, it's not. I think it's because my new single, A Little Work, it talks about being imperfect and having struggles in your life. And really, it's that battle within your mind, that warrior, that inner fighter in you that can take those steps, those baby steps, each step of the way to improve and overcome anything that's negative in your life.
Right.
And I did a short film and a video for this song, A Little Work, and is directed by Jonas Åkerlund and styled by Bea Åkerlund, his wife. And they do big epic videos like, you know, Telephone, mm-hmm. with Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and just a lot of huge paparazzi, you know, so they leave no stone unturned. And I did this interview where I just talked about everything in my life. And Jonas really wanted to kind of recreate the stories of that period of my life and what happened. And so I got to just kind of go back there and really get into that character. And some of it's poetic license and some of it is actual fact, and just really getting to go there visually and put that to cinema because it's so crazy.
Right.
And so I think that's why that's come up recently again. But I think it's great because everybody really does have some stuff. Everybody's got some issues and some cracks in there, and it's okay to talk about it and to like to try to move forward and to try to just work through those things.
Right.
And so that's why I think that's come back up recently. And I hope people really get into the video. And even I have like my grandpa. Both my grandpas are in it because it's about this like this battle within yourself And I have both my grandparents and my uncle, who was like a Green Beret.
That's awesome.
And my grandpa got a Purple Heart, and I have them there in the church. That's actually their pictures in there. So it's big up to the veterans as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different meanings in there.
Yeah, a lot going on right there. Well, that's an awesome message. Good for you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about The Four right now, a new singing competition, of course. You're the host, and I know you've hosted some stuff before, so it's so cool to see you in this light, but what is it about this show in particular that you feel stands out?
Well, we start off with the best, the four seats. We've already done a nationwide search and not even nationwide, worldwide search. And we've got the best of the best right there in those seats. So every week it's up to new challengers to come challenge the four for their seats. And we've got this amazing panel, Charlie Walk, head of Republic Records, Meghan Trainor, my other female energy on the show. And she's amazing. And Sean Diddy Combs, who all you know, the mogul, the legend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Khaled, who I think super producer, social media superstar.
Right.
You know DJ Khaled. And so the panel gets to decide each week if the challenger even has a chance to challenge one of the four. And if they do, if they go through, there's a battle.
And
it's not the same. They don't battle within the same song. They each have their own song, so they have that strength.
Nobody has
a one-up on if the song is more their style.
Do they each have different styles, or are they all sort of looking for the same thing?
They do. I mean, we've got MCs on this show, which I think is a new thing, and mixed with singers.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of different. So I think the new thing about this is that, you know, it's kind of you can be an MC and go up against somebody that's kind of a singer, songwriter, that's a little more rock, and those have to compete against each other. So it's quite interesting in that way.
I love that. It's got some flavor to it too. So we get to see that.
Absolutely.
Element, which we haven't seen.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, with hip hop, with Diddy and Khaled, you know, there's going to be some hip hop in there. Come on.
Exactly. No, I'm looking forward to that.
which I'm not mad at all.
Well, I want to talk Double Duchess, your album. The new single is A Little Work and very emotional, obviously. So what was the inspiration for this one in particular?
Well, Double Duchess is, it's very much ends of the extreme, and it's like the darker side and the lighter side of me. And a little work, I mean, I think it has both. By the way, mom and dads, there is a clean version and a parental advisory of my album.
I love that.
So there, but the parental advisory is all good. So I made sure that every song's.
And then you got the kids bops version.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So we've got that, both versions, and there's a Target special version as well, which is clean.
Got it.
So just want to put that out there for Double Duchess. Don't be scared.
Nice.
But A Little Work is one of my more serious songs. I do a lot of songs where I joke around a lot, but A Little Work is one of the ones that people are really connecting to because it's super deep, super soulful, close to my heart, autobiographical, a lot of it, just very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And just being very, just opening up. And like I said, opening up and show the world what's there.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. It's just, I don't know how to write any other way when I write these songs. It's just pouring the depths of my soul out onto the page. And not only that, getting to sing it, but getting to film it in cinema, and did a huge video and short film with it. So I'm super proud of it. And it's very fitting for today's day and age. I mean, oh my gosh, did you just see, I felt so bad.
For that poor little kid that got bullied?
For Keaton, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just talking about
it. It's horrible. And it's just like, let's be nice.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with our world? There's so much meanness going on.
Well, I know.
And everyone's got their stuff. And it's
right.
Like, I just want to say, I want to start a hashtag friend of Keegan.
Right. Well, as a parent, too, I know it's friend heartbreaking to see that. Hey, I want to ask you about something I forgot to last time as well. You totally called me out when you were on Watch What Happens Live. You said I was a player.
To be fair, a player as a child.
As a 10-year-old. Which is sort
as
of
a
like,
child.
Which, by the way, is sort of impressive and kind of like...
You were. It was very impressive, you know? And, I love you so much. But you know what? You always had that swag. You had that charm. And all the girls were in love with you. And you knew how to make them feel, each one, like... They were your number one, so kind of just giving you a compliment.
I'll take that. I love
it.
In
a weird way.
But you were my number one, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I still believe that.
I love you. You're the best.
I believe you, Mario.
First kiss, right?
That's first kiss.
Yes.
I tell everyone. I love it.
I was going through because, oh my gosh, the fires in California were coming so close to my house.
Yeah.
And I packed up my car with all my photo albums, and Mario is looking through. Oh my gosh, I have some of the cutest pictures of us.
Well, you have to send me some so I can. I want to post them for Throwback Thursday and stuff.
No, we totally do because they're so cute. Because I was packing up all my photo albums into the car to evacuate. This is crazy.
Did you have to evacuate?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Wow.
We all for a day, and I would say pre-evacuate, but yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I was scared to go to sleep there. I was like, I can't.
Well, good. I'm glad everything's okay.
Yeah, but it's funny. The one thing that I wanted is, you know, we didn't have the cloud or any of that.
Yeah.
You know, when we were young. So we'd have those like grainy pictures.
Right. Those old school pics on the back. Please, you got to send it to me. I would love
to see
it.
I know.
I'd love to see
your hair. Well, both of our hair, but your hair was very, that curl. Oh, you guys got to see it. The fluff on the curl was at least like 2.5 inches at least on the top of his head.
Damn.
It was fluffy. It was great.
It was fluffy.
You can actually send those directly to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm still happy I still have my hair
right now.
Great hair.
Thank you, honey. How's my boy Axel? Speaking of great hair, such a cute little boy.
Oh, Axel's amazing. We're doing Elf on the Shelf right now.
Oh, my God. Is that the biggest? Like, you have to come up with all these different... It's like a job, huh? All these different little things you have to come up with the elf.
No, I mean the elf flies away every night when we're sleeping. Have you seen an elf story? You got to watch it.
Yeah, I believe I have with my little girl. She loves it. She loves
it. So he flies. You can't touch him. You cannot touch
him. No, you can't
elf.
Touch him. And I put him away when, you know, they're bad. I said, well, Elfie didn't come today because you were bad.
Ooh.
And so I use it as a bargaining tool.
I don't know what kind of control you have over your elf, but our elf just flies away and reappears, you know, every morning.
I love it.
So
I love it. So, honey, before I let you go, I'm going to just put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Most underrated Christmas song.
Ooh. Are any of them underrated?
Yeah, right there.
Great answer. None.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I think we play them at nauseam until right. like by the time Christmas happens, we're all just so sick of Christmas.
Right.
We're like, oh, I hear another Christmas song.
That's true. Okay, last show you binged watched.
Oh, I'm catching up with Empire right now. I'm season four catching up. I'm late on Empire, but I'm going back and forth because I keep getting new Mr. Robots in between. So
see,
each time I get a Mr. Robot, I'll switch back to that. But right. then I go back to my Empire catch up.
Okay.
Because I just did, it's going to air December 14th, Taraji's White Hot Holiday Special.
Oh,
which
okay.
I get to sing a duet with Jussie.
Nice.
Yeah. And maybe it's cold outside. So
there you go.
Look out for that. Yeah.
We'll definitely look out for that.
So I'm catching up on my Empire for sure because I was like, I wasn't caught up when we filmed it, so.
All-time favorite Christmas gift.
All-time favorite Christmas gift. Oh, my gosh. When Cabbage Patch Kids were if,
yes.
if anybody knows about when Cabbage Patch Kids were all the rage.
That's great.
This doll came out. They were these dolls that were born in Cabbage Patch.
Yeah.
And you could adopt them and you got adoption papers and it was all the rage and they were all sold out of stores. People were crazy fighting over these dolls and it was, you know, I couldn't get one.
Yeah,
and,
some had dimples, I remember.
Yes. And so, my parents, they went to Vegas. I remember it was right before Christmas and somehow they got, I don't know if they're winnings, how much winnings they traded for Cabbage Patch Kids, but the Cabbage Patch Kids showed up under the tree that Christmas. And that was the most special thing ever to get a Cabbage Patch. Cause you know, I didn't expect it. They were so hard to get.
Yeah, they were. I remember
her name was Debbie. Them. Yeah. Debbie Anna.
Damn. You remember the name. That's good.
Yeah, she's my first.
We also just found out Mario's Cabbage Patch doll had dimples.
Shut up. That's stupid. On that note.
Shocker.
Well, I love catching up with you. Thank you so much for taking the time and hanging out. Want to remind everyone, The Four premieres January 4th on Fox. You can follow her on Twitter, @Fergie. Thank you so much for checking in. Love you. And send me those
Thank
pics
you so
and you get
much.
A chance.
All right. Love you too. I know I will.
Okay,
the hair is amazing.
On with Mario Lopez.